I thought you couldn't drink cider. You're getting caught in your web of lies. Tell us where the body is.
Welcome to the Dire Weasels podcast. I'm your DM, Ivana, and with me I have John.
Hi, we're definitely not recording 5 minutes after we stopped recording the last episode, and
we could have fooled them, John!
That is not the reason that I don't have a chug beer with me or whatever.
Oh, so are we not chugging again?
I would have to get up.
Yes, do it, Molly, do it, and then I'll just drink water. I promise I'll sober up. I promise. Please, Mom and Dad.
Forrest is here.
Next to John, I have Forrest.
Hi, everybody. I'm Forrest. I play Barry, the Firbolg Cleric. And, you know what? Even though it's been a whole week, I still think it's important to remind everybody to drink water. So that's what I'm drinking.
I actually have water tonight. I filled up this whole blue water bottle. Molly, what do you think about hydration?
I love it, but our ice machine broke, and I think our freezer's breaking. It's really not a great situation. And I am one of those weird people who has to drink cold water.
I'm generally the same.
Oh, it has to be fucking freezing, or I can't do it.
Yeah. So I have actually been doing a poor job at hydrating, but we do have seltzer water in the fridge, so that I'm trying.
Wait, anyway, if you have like water bottles like this, just fill it up with water and then put it in your fridge, and then when you out of your fridge is cold, yeah, like your seltzer.
But I also like it even more cold than that, like with ice.
Put the water bottle in the freezer.
Same, Ivana.
Yeah, I have sensitive teeth, but like the freezer's a little not old really working, so I can't do
Oh, right. Work. That's how we got here.
It's not a pleasant time for Molly, but she is playing. I am playing the Prowler, the Dreamland Weasel. I'm drinking sparkling.
Tell us more about this, Molly. She sounds interesting. When are we going to get to meet her?
Please speak in third person the entire time.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
You're sparkling. Something.
Sparkling hard seltzer from Joe's Trader Joe's. It's called Joe's.
Trader Joe's house.
This episode's gonna go great.
Very tasty.
It's my favorite homegrown karate spot.
Won't chug it. I think I'm just gonna take a large swig. But
I'm in a bottle, so I will take a large swig.
You're in a bottle.
Good.
In a bottle. I'm a genie in a bottle, baby.
See, my mind went to message in a bottle.
Oh, I don't know how that goes.
Sending out a message.
Yeah.
I know that we're now
SOS to the world.
I know that we're now 2 weeks late on this, but I did realize that we forgot to drink to our DM's birthday.
Yay! Happy Ivana!
Happy!
It's appropriate that I don't have a drink right now.
Thanks, John. I am now 30, and I feel 30, and I definitely look 30.
You're 30?
I'm 30. 30. I know, it's a surprise. Rough. But yeah, thanks.
Happy either last week or 2 weeks ago birthday, depending on how much we want to pretend that we're recording on a completely different night than episode 136.
It was totally 2 weeks ago, John. I don't know what you're talking about. All right, cheers to me being old.
Cheers!
Cheers!
Clean.
In 3, 2,
no
one,
one's chugging
go.
For us. They're just swigging.
What?
They're just swigging.
I thought Ivana was going to chug.
They're both swigging.
Big swigs. My swig was bigger than Molly's swig.
It was.
Suck on that, Molly.
Well, just, Cody, put in the chugging sounds from last week to make it seem like we did
leg.
Like we're cool and can chug two beers in the same night, even though we're all old now and can't do that.
Also,
I've been old for a while, guys.
I'm drinking the same beers last week, y'all. It's this Buckeye Sparkling Dry Premium Beer. I cannot get over. Okay, so the
And when she says the same beer, she means it is literally the same bottle. Not that she has another one of those beers.
That's an interesting bottle right there.
I got it because of this bottle. It's a very, like, 50s, I don't know, classic. Is this, like, non-alcoholic? Is that why?
Are you accidentally drinking a non-alcoholic beer?
No, I don't know, but the tagline says, when you're dry, drink Buckeye, which I assume dry means... No, because it says government warning. It doesn't give me the alcohol content. It's actually really good. I'm not going to lie. I'm really enjoying this beer. That's the entire reason I'm highlighting this.
I do want to try that, so maybe you should bring some to Yiglugon.
Ooh, please remind me. Oh, actually, you know what? Let me put in my calendar. The thing is, I put this shit in my calendar, and, like, last year I was supposed to bring Caulfield a spoon, and I don't give any explanation for myself. Like, in the future, I'm just like, Ivana, bring Caulfield a spoon. It'll be funny. And then I did the same thing for my best friend's birthday. It was like, Ivana, buy Diane signs DVD. Trust me, it'll be funny. I'm like,
I mean, that movie is notoriously hilarious, so.
It is a very funny movie. Let's do the week before.
My here. Computer's making weird noises. Oh, now it stopped.
Buy Buckeye beer for GC.
That was this week's episode of the Dire Weasels versus Technology cast.
We are really like the Dire Weasels versus Technology.
Yeah, that has its roots in like the early days.
Can I add a picture? No, I can't. All right, cool.
So what happened last week, Forrest?
Yeah, what happened last week, Forrest? Did you take notes? Bitch.
I did. It's been a whole week. Let me like go back to my notes and find out. So we were at the bar after the rat thing, and we found out that we're really bad at negotiating contracts and just got a round of beers for our trouble.
Vaughn is sleepy, apparently.
Prowler pulls out a crystal of levitation and tries to convert some drunkards, but they were all about it, and Clancy sort of also wanted to kill them a little bit. But in any case, the drunks take the crystal and start chanting Crystallite's name, but they're not like fully converted because they're also pretty wasted. And so that didn't super work out. Excuse me. And that didn't super work out for us. And then we notice this girl over in the corner who's just having a grand old time hanging out, chatting with people, waving and all that shit.
We noticed it all on our own, I would add.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No help from the DM whatsoever.
No. Yeah. We asked for, are you sure there's not anybody else in this room we could talk to? And she eventually came up with this person.
Excuse me, there was other people in the room. Thank you.
Yes, this is a living, breathing world, Ivana, I'm sure. So we start talking to this girl. We learn that her name is Wendy. And she like refers to herself as the help and talks about how she's like glad she's not the help anymore. We learn the bartender's name is Lobbert, which is just sort of fucked up. And Clancy gets a little suspicious about how her old boss apparently just moved out and is gone, I think was the phrase that she used. And she got a new place. And so Clancy goes and talks to the bartender and discovers that Wendy used to work for the mayor, who skedaddled recently. And gets sort of suspicious about maybe things Wendy may have done in the past. And without alerting his other two party members, walks out the door to go check out the mayor's house while Prowler and I just hang out with Wendy and chat her up. And that's what happened last time on The Dire Weasels.
I like that voice. Continue that voice forever.
Was that good?
Yes. Very good. I'm really impressed with your note-taking, Forrest.
Thank you.
I didn't think it was going to last.
Oh, and I cast Disguise Self on myself, and I'm 5 feet tall right now.
Oh, yeah, just 5 feet tall? Oh, yeah, that's right. Because she asked if you're always that tall.
Hard to remember because it's been so long.
I know.
Because of the mushroom bones.
And you just gave Wendy, was it the Bible?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, and she was all crying about it. She's like, thank you so much. You guys are so nice. You really appreciate it. And I think she ordered you guys another round.
She probably did. She did that roll like six
Constitution.
Times.
I'm probably going to be a drunk weasel.
I'm not good at the Constitution, though, so how about I roll, like, Wisdom? Can I roll wisdom?
Okay, I got a 12 plus 0.
Okay. I got a 5 plus 0.
You're drunk.
I'm drunk.
You're drunk. You're not, like, drunk, but you're...
You're like her now.
You're heavily buzzed. You would you should not get behind the wheel of a car. Because okay. Buzz driving is drunk driving. PSA from the Dire Weasels.
The oh, yeah. We used to do those more often than we do now.
Robert is drunk. Prowler feels warm and fuzzy, but not, like, yeah, just warm and fuzzy.
Prowler is not, in fact, white girl wasted?
Yeah, she is. No, Wendy is white girl hoisted.
Hoisted?
You know,
Barry will turn to Wendy and say, you know, you're pretty cool. I don't know why my friend thinks you murdered somebody.
I didn't murder. What? No, you guys are so nice. Why would I be a murderer? That's not cool.
That's what I'm saying, though. You seem super chill. What's up with that?
I don't think I could ever... Oh, okay, listen. I've been a maid for so long. Can you imagine trying to clean up all that blood? It'd be a lot.
No, I mean, I can't imagine trying to kill somebody. I don't have any offensive spells, you know?
Oh, you know magic? That's so cool.
I have literally done magic in front of her already.
That is true.
What
he did
you
the whole
do?
Magic user thing. Really? He made himself a really short. Good joke that only took me one take to get through.
Oh, yeah. She'll
I cast
say that.
Disguise self and oh, lost 3
yeah.
feet of height.
No, it's because you had the allergic reaction to the mushrooms that you could find in the forest.
Okay. Yep, that's what it was for sure.
The mushrooms that everyone knows that you get a bone.
Yep, the bone reaction. Mushrooms. It was the damn bone mushrooms. Sure, not my magic abilities that I've carefully worked through for many years.
Osteoporosi fungi.
Do you mean osteosporosis?
Oh, osteosporosis.
I
yes.
think that has to be our episode title.
It is osteosporosis. Let me write that down.
John, I really wish you hadn't helped her out, because she sounded really proud of her. Like, it wasn't even a joke. I think she just remembered that osteo means bone, and that's about all she got.
Well,
but you
no,
helped her
because
out, and it actually got somewhere. And
I
I'm
said osteopori or something. Whatever.
No, yours wasn't even a pun.
There was a pore in it, but not a spore, because I'm dumb. It's osteosporosis. Suck a dick. I was going to say suck a dick, Frederick, because I always say that to Fred. Suck a dick, Forrest. It says a lot about our marriage. Anyways, I forgot where we're at. But yes.
Oh, yeah.
I just said, I don't know why my friend
yeah.
thinks you killed somebody.
Freaking Barry let it slip that I think she's a murderer.
Hey, yeah. Barry's drunk, John. I'm role-playing.
Learn how to hold your liquor, Barry.
You would think he'd be better at it because he's so large. Because
he's like 8 feet tall.
He's only 41. Oh, you know what? Maybe that's it. He's only 5 feet tall, so maybe he...
Maybe it takes less than it usually does.
As someone barely over 5 feet tall, fuck you.
Oh
no, I'm just saying he's gone from 8 to 5.
He's
oh, wait,
used to drinking for 3 whole more feet of person.
She will pull out the
Sorry.
Bible and put her hand on the Bible. I promise I've never killed anyone on purpose.
Can I do a bit of insight on that?
Yes.
Wait, did you say on purpose?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, no. Can I do an insight on that whole thing?
Yeah, just go for it. She's never killed anybody.
God, fuck. I got a 3 plus 5 is 8.
She never killed anybody.
What the fuck are you doing?
I have to pee so bad.
Didn't you just...
I broke the seal, John.
Yes.
The seal's bullshit.
No, the seal's not
no,
bullshit.
No, the seal is full of pee. The seal is real, but the seal is full of pee, not shit. Yeah, I've never killed anybody. I'm a big baby, and I can only even drink cider, and I can't drink any hard liquor. And Why does he think I killed somebody? Is it because I keep getting everybody drunk? Is that bad?
Well, I mean, maybe you should avoid saying ominous things like I've never killed anyone, ... big ellipsis, on purpose.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I was driving a wagon too fast and somebody swerved around me and then they died. I don't know, but I have never actively, purposely tried to kill somebody, and I promise. I could promise on your Bible again. And she promises on the Bible again.
You know, I don't think swearing on a Bible means a whole lot unless you're part of that religion.
Ooh, smooth.
Did you like that one, John?
Yeah, that was good.
Well, I'm not part of any religion except beer. Or cider.
Oh my god.
I thought you couldn't drink cider. You're getting caught in your web of lies. Tell us where the body is.
I ate it.
Sorry, Cody. I peaked that hardcore on that one. I apologize.
Wait, what?
I peaked my audio real bad just then, and I feel bad for Cody.
Wait, are we supposed to, like, say sorry when we peak our audio? Because I peak my audio all the time. I was going to say,
Ivana would do nothing but apologize if that were the case.
Yeah, like, it'd be every other word. Like, I just peaked it when I said, yeah. I peaked it again when I said peaked it. I peak it
No,
all the
you
time.
Only need to do it if you're a good person, so don't worry about it.
Okay, then I don't have to worry about that.
Also, honestly, it would just derail the podcast too much if you apologized every time you were loud.
It would be the apologize. Cast.
No.
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 She will pick up her half-drunk pint of cider and swear on that as well.
Oh my god.
Is that why your friend left? He thinks I'm a murderer. I'm sorry. Where did he go? Do you think he's upset? How come he didn't talk to me? I'm just a really open person. You could talk to me.
The fuck would he want to talk to you?
Because I'm so open.
I'm not there. That was clearly out of character.
This is clearly out of character as well, John.
going back a second, somebody said derail the podcast. And speaking of derailing the podcast, meow, it's time for cat facts or cat cast. Do you guys know that a cat can jump 6 times its length? Meow, that's pretty dang far if you ask me. Thanks. That's been cat cast.
Meow.
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 Sorry, that was 1 week off. You mentioned derailing, so.
Let me go pee, and then we're going to find out what John's doing.
Was that Wendy or you? Because I will not let Wendy.
Both. Wendy's like,
on the table.
I have to go. Wait, she doesn't know your guys' names yet, actually. Hey, buddy.
We've been drinking for a bit. I'm assuming she knows her name.
Okay.
She doesn't know my fucking name, unless you said it.
I mean, technically, Prowler and I never learned her name either because Clancy was the one who learned it at the bar.
Wendy has introduced herself.
I remember asking for your name and then I didn't think you'd responded. Never mind.
No, I did because I made the joke that everyone knows it's Wendy.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Molly's so disappointed in the bad joke. She's like, yeah, I remember that shit.
I mean, that's kind of part of the podcast brand is Molly being disappointed in bad jokes.
That's true. I'll be right back. I have to pee so bad.
Oh my god.
Oh, your god. Now's your opportunity
and
to
who's
ban-
my god?
What's up?
Crystal Light, thanks for asking. Hi, everybody. Welcome to FaithCast. We're here to talk to you today about our Lord and Savior, Crystal Light.
I changed...
Whoa.
I changed my character sheet to list the deity Crystal Light / Daikoku.
Hell yeah. I'm sure Crystal Light will have no problems with that.
Oh, I definitely care about that.
She already made me have permanent buzzing in my ears just for calling her a third-rate god. So
yeah, I've enjoyed the throwing shade at her thing. Like, over the course of the...
I mean, yeah... I don't know, it feels weird being a cleric and then not being able to worship my god.
Oh, sure, sure. I can see how that would be disconcerting, to say the least.
Yeah.
It's interesting that your spells work the same way, and that my spells work the same way.
My spells are done through Crystal Light now.
I feel like mine are probably still done through, like, the demonic force that imbued itself in my person, but...
Oh, so Crystal Light also.
I feel like if it were crystal white light, I'd have like a suspiciously white greatsword instead of a blood red greatsword.
That's probably a good point. Oh my god, how long does it take Ivana to pee?
Long enough that she shouldn't have to get up again, but she will have to get up again.
I'm just going to sharpen my pencil then. Oh my god, she's back.
Hi. This router's the fucking...
Does your mom have internet again?
Yeah, we'll see for how long.
Can she watch her Netflix now?
Yes, she is. Well, it's not Netflix, it's Amazon Prime, because apparently she wants to watch Third Rock from the Sun. What's Clancy doing?
Clancy's trying to find the mayor's house.
Where would the mayor's house be? I actually didn't do this. I didn't do a map.
Here's a question.
You don't have a full map. I'm shocked.
No, like, it doesn't matter.
I mean, like, in terms of, like, if you know I can find it, we don't need to necessarily describe precisely where in the town it is.
What street's it on?
The name of every street is Fuck You Forest. That's canon.
That's true. Forest Court.
That's like way back when.
Mm-hmm. Writing it down.
Make sure you put down court and not avenue, because two intersect at one point and gets really confusing for the mailman.
Oh, I didn't realize we were in the suburbs where it's like, oh, we just passed Fuck You Forest Way, and here's Fuck You Forest Circle, which connects them all for some reason.
There's also Fuck Forest Parkway. It's the main strip.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, I'm looking for the mayor's house.
It takes you, I don't know, a few minutes of peeking down streets, and you find it.
Okay.
In 15 minutes. I'll say it takes you 15 minutes.
Okay, cool. Don't care. Unless it's important to them, it's not important to me. But anyway, I am not even going to... I'm just going to barge. I'm going to try and open the door, barge in.
It's open.
Oh, so it's not even locked. All right, cool.
Yeah, he doesn't live there anymore, so...
Let me pull up my character sheet, because I want to do some investigation, which is not my strong suit.
Yeah, you come up on this very wannabe majestic house that has some cheesy, like, golden griffins at the beginning of the walkway, and some shrubs that look like they might have been tried to be made into a topiary, but not really. And then you walk into this house.
I walk into the house.
It's a mess.
It's a mess?
Yeah, it's a mess.
Like, is it a mess from not being cleaned, or is it a mess from...
It has not been cleaned. It looks like there was a party at some point. Like, there's some flatbread with, like, dairy product and aged meats on it.
Okay. I'm going to ignore that, and I'm going to try and figure out... I'm sure it'll be obvious as I look around, but I'm going to try and figure out where the master bedroom is.
There's the very... nice staircase.
I figured that it would lead right to it, but okay.
The banister is kind of sticky. There's undergarments hanging from the chandelier in front of the staircase. The master bedroom's open. It, of course, is also a mess. There's clothes everywhere. There's tankards and... there's like a little, like, what's it called when it's not like a full barrel, but it's just like a little, like, mini barrel of what you assume would be alcohol.
Okay. So this is all the girl's doing, right? One assumes she's been just throwing parties in this place since he left.
You could assume that, yes.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Well, I'm going to, like, look for closets, that kind of stuff. Like, just places that she wouldn't necessarily have any particular reason to go into. So, does he have a closet?
Yeah. You can look in his master bedroom all you want. There are other rooms in the house.
Yeah, I understand that, but...
Yeah. You can tell that, like, most of it's been rifled through, and there's, like, a painting that's askew, and then, like, you could tell, like... a statue has been moved from inside the bedroom, and you're not really finding anything. Like the underwear drawer that most people look at, there's the money. It's gone. You could look for money.
I'm not looking for money. I'm looking for signs of, like, foul play.
Oh.
I'm not here to rob a guy who doesn't necessarily, you know.
I mean, if you want to roll for it, I guess?
I mean, I'm holding my d20 and roll already said I was planning on rolling an investigation, which
I missed that part. Sorry. I don't know how I missed it.
12 plus 0 is 12.
Yeah, it all looks like a very obvious, like, there has been some sexual shenanigans in this room. But this room does not seem to have any markings of foul play.
Okay. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go to the backyard.
Go to the backyard?
Are there any, like, utility sheds, anything along those lines?
Yeah. I guess so. There's, like, a gardener's shed? That's a very specific thing to be looking for.
Well,
I'm
looking for places that would not get in the way of a party hard lifestyle that you could store a body.
Okay. So do you walk through the house?
Yeah. I mean, okay. I didn't just jump out the window, if that's what you mean.
To be fair, your character is not far from willing to jump out the window and, like, roll down, like, a vine. Because we know that this town is filled with ivy-licious trellinicadick.
Just look up the... I was going to say, just look up the episode listings. It's the
trellinicadick. Trellinicany? But yeah, as you head to the backyard, you're going to see different rooms. There's like a study that actually looks like it's pretty much intact.
Oh, that makes sense. She doesn't seem like the study type. Okay, I'm going to actually check out the study before I do that then.
Okay. Yeah, check out the study. It looks pretty intact. Like maybe somebody like came in and had a drink in there and then wandered out because it's super lame and boring. And there's a bunch of books. There's a big desk in the center of the room next to a window.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some comfy seating.
First thing I'm going to look for in there is if there are any, like not any sorts of, like, records that would have been being kept by him or, like, people in his employ, as opposed to, like, you know, as opposed to novels or, you know, any sort of books that would have come from outside of
okay, so do you want to investigate his desk?
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah.
Roll an investigation.
That's a 9. I'm not very good at this. I just have a hunch.
So you see some papers, they have numbers written down, but there's no actual, like, there's letters, but they don't make any sense next to the numbers. The numbers are pretty big looking. They look like substantial numbers. If you could crunch these numbers, then they might be suspicious to you.
The numbers are bad.
And then you see some letters, like, just, hey, make sure this gets done, or, like, a new edict that he was trying to pass in the town. And then you also see a like a rolled up scroll. There's a rolled up scroll.
Okay, well, I'll open said rolled up scroll.
And it's just a like architecture plans, and it says summer home. You could tell that he's been planning to make a second home.
Does somewhere. It say where?
It says summer home plans, and then there's another page that has more, that it has a map of the area.
Right, but is it in the city or is it somewhere else entirely?
The map of the area has a star somewhere in the woods.
Okay, I'm gonna put that in my bag, the map.
Okay, and yeah, you find a nice feather quill, very pretty, and a heavy paperweight. Marble. Jade, actually. It's made of jade. I've decided this.
Summer home map. Okay. I don't really care about the paperweight.
You don't care about any of the nice stuff that he has on the desk?
Not really. I'm not...
Oddly good. You're an oddly good character.
I'm not good. I just don't, like... Flashy things don't necessarily appeal to me. It's not motivated out of necessarily a goodness and, like, not wanting to steal. If I saw something that was interesting to me, then I'd probably take it. But I don't do a lot of, like, you know, camping and reading, like, which is, you know, so I'm not going to need to be weighing these papers down, like, from a ledgers. Like, yeah.
I mean, you could throw it at somebody and, like, hurt them.
Or I could just swing my blood red greatsword at them and do more than that.
I feel like we need to make a drinking game for next episode that every time you say blood red greatsword, we have to drink.
And then we die. That's how the podcast ends, is we all die because I keep saying that.
Poor Molly. She's concerned. Yeah, so you have your summer plans thing.
Okay, so I at least have a sort of place to, if I can figure out where in the woods this is, to look if the mayor is indeed still alive. So that,
ooh, smart.
That is something. But now I'm going to progress to the back and do the looking for, like, you know, indications that someone might be buried back there or stuffed in a shed or anything like that.
Wait, so do you want to go in yourself? By yourself?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. They're trying to convert people.
You don't want to go get your group of friends? Okay.
Okay, so something's about to happen. All right, very good.
No. There's nothing going on in the shed, John.
You're the one who made it sound like I was being ridiculous looking for these things.
Well, you were being... I was trying to make it very clear. Never mind.
That also, wouldn't that be metagaming? When I was planning on doing this search all by myself?
Wait, what?
To suddenly be like, oh, I'm going to get my friends now because it's being implied.
No, you're going by yourself now. You said it.
I did say it. I'm aware of that. I'm not the one trying to talk me out of it.
Can you figure out
your
the map?
Your hand's off the chess piece, John.
What's up?
Your hand is off the chess piece. You're there.
I assume as long as you keep a finger on it, then your move isn't finalized in chess. I don't know that for certain because I don't play chess.
Precisely.
Do you, I'm trying to think, what would be the thing to read the map, to understand the map?
Okay.
Is that just investigation?
It might be perception.
Perception?
I'm not sure exactly, because...
Because perception is something that would, like...
It could be insight.
Maybe insight.
Like, trying to figure out what they were trying to communicate while they were drawing up the map.
I mean, they're all wisdom.
I mean, to be
fair... Oh, no, investigation is intelligence.
Maybe it's nature. Is it nature?
How would it be nature?
I don't know. I'm just trying to throw a wrench in the work.
To be fair, if it's investigation, I have a 0. If it's insight, I have a 1. So it's not a giant difference.
I would say it's some form of intelligence or wisdom. Intelligence.
I mean, so we can table this. We can table this because right now I'm going to the shed.
Go to the shed. Yeah.
This is the part where the DM describes things to me and then I react to them.
You walk through the kitchen. The kitchen, it's got a weird smell to it. There's food everywhere. Walk through the kitchens to get to the, like, grounds outside. And the grounds look like they could be nice. There's just, like, little peaks of weeds starting to come through. And, yeah, you find a shed that it's very obviously a shed because it's not that far from the house and it's very easily accessible to anybody that needed to use it.
Is it locked?
Yes.
I'm going to materialize my greatsword and swing it at the lock.
Well, okay. All right. Roll to hit. Or roll for damage, I guess.
Okay.
I cannot find a description for a skill which would allow you to read a map. I can't do it.
Let me double check where the fucking damage is. Alright. Oh, that and landed nowhere near my fucking die box. 15 damage.
Jesus. Cool. There's a Reddit for this. You damage the lock. Visibly.
I mean, I'm just going to keep swinging until it breaks, so.
On your second swing, you break the lock.
Good DMing.
Okay, and now I'm going to just swing the door wide open.
A swarm of bats flies in your face.
Oh no.
Are they aggressive or are they just leaving?
No, they're scared of you. You're very scary with your flaming greatsword.
I think you mean with my blood red greatsword.
And that's a drink. The bats are very afraid of you and your blood red greatsword, and they fly away. And before you is a pretty orderly looking shack. Garden shed. What is it called? Shed. Garden shed.
Okay.
There's a potting bench. There's gardening tools. There's like a scythe. Right? That's what you used to cut grass.
A blood-covered scythe like it was used to murder
someone? Do you mean a sickle?
A sickle! That's what it is.
Because a scythe is the big one that the Grim Reaper carries.
Yeah. So it's a sickle used to like cut grass. And whatever
the sickle's like the little hook guy, like that you like thresh wheat with.
Yeah. And then
the sickle's the one on the old USSR flag, I believe.
Big old like snippy scissors to like cut topiary into blobs that don't resemble.
They call those scissors.
They're clippers or shears or garden shears.
Shears.
I was thinking shears.
Because shears. But they're like long ones. Because there's like
right. We know what you mean.
Anyways, I'm being very descriptive. It's a very neat little garden shed. And if you had the urge to do any gardening, everything would be at your disposal.
Okay. So, a couple of things. One, is there's nowhere in there where anything could be hidden? Potentially. I'm going to do an investigation, actually. Fuck it. Why ask the question when I could just search?
No, there's... Okay.
13.
There's nowhere that things could be... You check out the, like, potting bench, and then there's, like, a little area for, like, topsoil, and you open that up, and it seems fine, and there's no area for hiding.
Okay. Now, second thing. I'm going to investigate these tools and see if any of them might be useful in the life of adventuring.
John, I could already tell you. Oh, for adventuring?
Yeah. Sure. Unrelated to gardening, would any of these be applicable to the life of an adventurer?
The scythe looks like it's pretty pretty well fucking maintained. It looks pretty sharp without touching it.
I'm assuming you still mean sickle.
Sickle, damn it! I thought I said the right one. Sickle. The sickle looks pretty fucking sharp and well maintained. There's no rust on the blade or anything. There's a hoe that's what else?
I'm gonna hook the sickle into my belt.
Okay. The shears. Shears look nice and well maintained as well. So just the sickle?
Yeah, I think so. The shears would probably just be too unwieldy to
just imagine you with these huge garden, like, scissors, whatever they are.
You never know when I'm going to need
to be... Clippers! They're clippers! They're garden clippers.
You never know when I'm going to need to be intimidating in ways that are more creative than just conjuring up an ethereal blood-red greatsword.
You think that's an ethereal blood-red greatsword? This is an ethereal blood-red greatsword. That's okay.
Plus, I'm just thinking how cool it would be to, like, you know, in the right circumstance, just like, you know, when trying to intimidate someone, taking the sickle out and just cutting someone's hand off with it.
I feel like the sickle's kind of like the Dothraki blade, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. That's what. Okay, as long as we're imagining it, an Arak, Arak, mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
How did so many of them live, by the way?
I don't want to even fucking think about it because it makes me very angry because I remember fucking seeing the goddamn scene and there's just like, what, like 20 of them perhaps? And then the same with the like Unsullied that just, okay. I hate that show so much and I'm so angry at it. It's like a terrible ex-boyfriend.
Anyway, sorry to derail us. All right, I'm going to keep looking around the backyard now that I have a sickle in my name.
You continue looking. At the backyard. And what are Prowler and Barry doing?
Well, we could continue to... I think we should just continue to chat up...
The drunk people in the bar?
Wendy.
I think they're trying to win over the stupid girl.
Well, and other people.
Oh!
No, I just want to make sure that she doesn't leave. As long as she doesn't leave, I don't really care what she's doing.
Okay. She's hanging out. She's drinking. She's been swearing on a Bible. Oh, no, she started swearing on her cider to prove that she's not a murderer. A mur-diddly-urderer. So, where are you guys from?
Where am I from?
I don't know, Forrest. Where's the character that you made from?
I didn't write it down. I remember he went to school in Reginopolis.
Yes.
I'll just. So I'm you know, I'm from Reginopolis. Sorta. You know, I went to school there.
You're from Reginopolis? That's like the big city. That's super cool. Yeah. Now she's suddenly the sister from fucking, oh my god, what's the name of this? Schitt's Creek.
I mean, she's changed voices like four times today.
But she will continue changing voices.
The fine. Important it's thing is that no, none fine. Of them have been good.
I don't know what you were expecting from my voices, y'all. They will not be consistent and they will not be good. She will go and start, like, mingling with people in the bar. She's going to go make friends.
In the bar.
With the guys. The bar. With the guys with the crystal.
Finally, we have the tie into that Ahoy intro.
Hmm?
I said, finally, we have the tie into that Ahoy intro.
No, never a tie-in for that Ahoy. It's the best greeting I could come up with, okay? Don't judge me.
I feel like it was the first greeting that you could come up with.
It was the only one. My brain stopped. My brain's like, I don't fucking know Ahoy. You say Ahoy all the time.
You know what they say, just give up after the first try, even if it sucks.
That is definitely an idiom I'm aware of.
Right?
I was going to make a really bad joke. I'm like, yeah, look at Robert. He doesn't suck and I love him so much. It was just a bad joke.
I don't know what to do.
I'm going to say, let's just keep an eye on her. And then I'm going to click my tongue and see if he gets that I'm trying to get him to go to the bar.
Yeah, I will follow.
As soon as you guys get to the bar, she's going to turn around and continue making friends. And she's going to go to the group of the grumpy people.
She's
going to
what?
She's going to go to the group of the grumpy people. It's really hard to say.
Oh.
Like, as soon as you guys get to the bar, she's like, hold on, I have to make friends.
Oh, jeez. This is fun.
And then you just see her chatting them up, and you can tell that they are visibly annoyed. John, what are you doing?
I'm not there. Unless we're coming back
we're
to
jumping
me.
Back. Okay. We're jumping back and forth, because I don't like that, like, you know, having, like, one person doing everything, or just... I don't like I want to make sure everyone's doing something.
Okay.
Jesus.
Yes, my child?
I'm sorry?
You said Jesus,
you're so
and I said,
stupid.
Yes, my child.
God damn it. I walked right into that.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm going to just continue. I guess, like, at this point, I'm trying to sort of feel out the ground, like, just look if there are any tucked away areas in this backyard, because I feel like the backyard, not being the party zone.
Backyard is beautiful and immaculate, John. Other than a few, like, maybe, you know, some, like,
dead
broken
bodies.
Glasses from people drinking, broken bottles of wine, like, empty bottles of wine. Some areas smell a little more like alcohol than others. But it is a beautiful backyard, John.
All right. What do I have? That would be a severe reaction to what's going on.
What? Now I'm curious, but okay.
I was just... the thought popped into my head that I could burn the house down and see how surrounding area reacted. But that might be a little bit overkill.
Maybe a little bit.
You can if you really wanted to.
I don't know. That's the first bad idea I've had that I haven't been completely committed to.
I'm really surprised. I'm genuinely surprised. I'm concerned.
I was just going to say, it doesn't matter. Okay, so immaculate backyard. There's just the shed. That's the only building, right? Or structure. I guess calling a shed a building would be generous, right? Not right is that generous, but the shed is the only structure in the backyard.
There's stables. Well, there's
check. Oh,
two
of course
stables.
Has
they're empty.
Stables.
Huh?
Stupid rich piece of trash. Anyway, I'm gonna go to the stables then. Check those out as well.
Okay.
First off, is there anything alive in the stables? Like, are there horses? Are there, you know?
It's just two, like, stalls. It's nothing big.
But are there animals in any of the stalls?
No, the two horse stalls are empty. Yeah, the two, like, horse stalls are both empty. Mm-hmm. The riding gear is taken out of one of them. There's still riding gear on the other, but there's riding gear gone in one of them.
Okay. I'm going to search through the riding gear that is there.
It's rolled an investigation.
15.
He looks completely normal, and you feel like whoever left here left in a rush, just trying to get out of there.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. All right, so I've exhausted my backyard options, I feel like.
Hey, what are you doing back here?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. What are you doing back here?
I'm trying to figure out... Well, A, I kind of have this little theory that this little girl I met at the bar is a murderer, and this is where she was working. It's a whole thing. But I'm trying to...
Wait, so subtle.
A little... You think there's a little girl that's a murderer? Have you been drinking? You were over at the Fox, right?
That is correct there. Who the hell are you, though?
I'm the neighbor. Mm-hmm. Who do you think I am? I see you trudging around here, poking your head around here. I never seen you before. What are you doing? That, you know, that Wendy girl, she gets the claim to everything in this house. I never seen you before. I don't see why you poking around here.
Because following a hunch that she might have... I guess the theory is that the mayor left, but it's also possible that there's foul play afoot, and she was acting a little bit shifty, if you get my drift.
Are we talking about the same bimbo?
She was definitely stupid, but...
She's a nice-looking girl, and, you know, she could put a sentence together, but she can't put much more together. Like, I don't know what she told you, but... I don't know about you. Can you leave, please?
What exactly are you going to do about it?
I'm asking you to leave. You're right next to my property. You're making my wife feel weird. She was trying to garden. She saw you come out here. And then you started hitting the shed with that weird-looking sword.
You mean the thing that I'm still holding in your fucking face?
Ah.
Yeah, that thing. Can you leave, please?
Maybe you can step off and let me do what I'm doing.
So you're gonna waste your time here? You need riding stuff? Is that what you need?
Do I need what?
Riding stuff.
Riding stuff. I didn't actually take it.
You know, for horses? Well, you're sniffing around it.
Yeah, I was sniffing around it, to use your vernacular. It's called... investigating. I don't know if that's a concept that is apparently foreign to you, but if you have a theory, you exhaust the options before you move on. You don't just like, oh, well, fuck it, that's just writing stuff. There couldn't possibly be anything useful there.
I mean, I'm investigating now, so it's obviously not a weird theory for me, but I don't know what you can look at writing stuff for if it's in the same place that most writing stuff's supposed to be in.
And I definitely could tell that from outside of the closed stable, right? That's something I could see.
I mean, you're the one looking at the riding stuff. You're making my wife feel weird.
I don't.
Just come on, man.
It's gonna make her feel a lot weirder if I cut you down, so get the fuck out of my face.
What are you gonna do about it? You gonna use that little energy sword? Little halo man?
I'll just swing it at him. I don't give a shit.
Roll for it.
Let me check something out really quickly. Nah, I probably won't need that. I thought about cursing him. 18 to hit.
Miss.
Really?
What?
That's some bullshit, but okay.
Is it though? he will roll to hit you. With his, give me 1 second. He will roll to hit you with melee. His fucking fists. That's a 2, so.
Would you believe that misses?
You know what? I'm not surprised.
Okay, so weird random neighbor guy takes more than an average roll to hit. That's strange. I am going to trying to decide if I want to smite him. Okay, I'm actually... No, I'll just swing at him again. I wanted very badly to, like, waste a smite, but I'm like, eh. Even though they come back after short rest, so it wouldn't have been that big a deal. Oh, 25 to hit.
Do you say 25?
Yes, 17 plus 8.
Fuck off. All right, you hit.
That is 12 damage.
12 damage? All right. He will go to punch you again. It's your favorite number, 19. But it's just a unarmed attack. What is the stats for an unarmed attack?
It depends on if he's a monk or not. I think if it's a monk, he has a die. If it's not, I think it's just like 1 plus your strength. But I might be wrong about that, so double check me.
It is just 1 plus strength, yeah.
Okay. Alright, so he hits you for 4 damage.
Okay.
Damage. Yeah, and he's still up.
Okay. I am going to... I'm going to say, what exactly is your end game here? Are you... You're willing to die for this?
I'm trying to protect my home and my wife. Of course.
I wasn't in your home, nor
yeah,
was I.
Yeah, but you're making my wife
going.
Uncomfortable. Can you just please leave? Just get the fuck out.
And on that note, that's missed though. That was a 4 plus whatever.
He will run away.
Okay, I'm good with that.
But you could hear him calling out to the distance. Hey, hey. Get over here. I need help. And he's just going to yell that he needs help.
Okay.
As he runs off to his home.
So, when he ran, he left my threatened zone.
Huh?
When he ran, he left my threatened zone.
Your threatened zone?
Attack of opportunity.
Oh. Yeah. Did you really call it a threatened zone?
It's a threat zone. Like, if you're within someone's weapon range and you just run out of it, that's how attack of opportunities work.
Yeah. No, you can't.
He's correct.
I was taken aback because it sounded like threat end zone, like a football
22
end
to hit.
Zone.
Oh.
You hit.
That is 11 damage.
He's still alive and yelling for help.
Okay. Whatever.
He's obviously bloodied. And, yeah, yelling for help.
What bloody doesn't exist in this edition.
I mean, he has blood on him.
Okay.
Like, you've cut him up, and he's obviously hurt, but yelling for help.
He's also obviously not a commoner, because he's taking, like, 20-something damage, and his armor class is higher than 18, which is interesting.
This is correct. You're not wrong. He's also living in the nice part of town.
Which does not necessarily preclude being someone who, like, commoner doesn't mean, like, in the context of classes, it just means, like, you know, doesn't have class
abilities.
It
means that he has a history that is not, he's not just common ribble-rabble with, yeah, he has a history.
Everyone has a history.
Fuck off. Yeah. What would you like to do?
I'm gonna go back inside and continue searching.
You can continue searching if you really want to. Are you really going to continue searching?
Yeah, I'll fucking kill him. I don't give a shit.
Are you going to kill him or are you going to continue searching?
No, I mean, I don't mean I'm going to run after. I mean, if he comes back, I'll kill him.
I mean, he's hurt and he's looking for people to help him, so it might be a moment. On that note, I guess we'll end it there tonight.
Woo! That was fun.
With almost murder.
You just short of murder tonight, y'all. Thanks for listening, y'all. We are the Dire Weasels. You can find me on Twitter at Arcane Vice.
You can find me on Twitter at Walk6070.
You can find me on the railroad trying to push me out of this house by any means necessary. Also at Absurdus Kobold.
He's got your number, Ivana.
I'm Molly. You can find me at MollyMM9.
You can find us collectively at Dire Weasels. You can email us direweasels@gmail.com. You can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/direweasels. And rate us on our iTunes. Give us like a decently good review, y'all. We're also part of the S House Network. You can find such great podcasts as The Dire Weasels. Wait, I can't highlight us? Can I highlight us?
Let's just fucking add. Yeah, let's just do ourselves. So, yeah.
The Dire Weasels. It's a Real Play 5e podcast.
It sounds great.
I have been listening to the SHU podcast, and I hear our ad after like almost all the episodes. It's fun. It's
so we should. We should advertise.
Yeah. SHU is a great podcast that there is way too much of to be able to consume it all.
I'm going to catch up. I'm two years behind now. 2 years.
You're catching up, Molly.
Yeah, I am.
Forrest, do you have any podcasts to recommend from S-House?
Nope, they all suck.
But with love.
Yes,
exactly. thanks for joining us. Buenos nachos.
Do we not want to do emails?
Well, we do. We say bye-bye, and then we do emails.
I don't think that's how that works.
Yeah, it is. Buenos nachos.
It's not.
Thank you, Forrest. But
I will say buenos nachos because I'm sleepy. I need to go to bed.
So we're just going to push off the emails?
No, we can do emails.
Yeah, y'all can do
that. Yeah, Forrest is trying to leave.
Yeah, Forrest is trying to leave, so...
Okay, I'm sorry, y'all. Sorry, I love you all, but yes.
Go away.
Bye. Go fuck yourselves, you deserve it. Bye. Oh, except thanks. You, Ivana, bye.
Oh, I hate you so much.
Okay, first email, both from John, a new emailer as far as I'm aware. John.
Are we supposed to say the name?
Go ahead and bleep the first half of the last name that I did not finish, just in case I'm not supposed to say that. Okay. hello, Weasels. Glad to see new episodes and shoutouts for emails right when I've caught up. Started listening last fall, and 2018, and only had to wait about a month for new content once caught up. It's been a roller coaster, eh? First off, love you, Cody. Miss you, Matt. Single tier. And of course, all hail Gerbo Namfoodle is the one true god. Roller my heart moments. Insert John rolling eyes and or sighing here. I'm new to D&D and have immediately found that I should have been playing this all my life. I'm an 80s kid. This game has always been my wheelhouse. Loving it now that I'm here. I started listening to you and a podcast that is going to hurt as of 2018. not sure exactly. Tried getting some games rolling to no avail. Then found a group in my city on Reddit where our DM posted after moving into the area. We've only missed 3 weeks since November and are having a blast. My character is a tabaxi named Pajar. He was lost at sea in youth and raised by a Goliath crew of pirates that treated him as a pet until he learned their language and made himself useful. Yar. My backup is a Firbolg Cleric, Fist Bump Explosion to Forest, and I might have to crack him out since some mage police are pissed I ended two muggers with green fire and blade in one stroke last week. I'm to see the Mage Society tomorrow night, and they'll decide if I need formal training, am good enough, or should die, so Pajar might need to take off for a while, eh? Not tons to say yet about the new Weasels. Looking forward to more and wishing you all the best on your way out of Purgatory. Keep your stick on the ice, and if women don't find you handsome, they should at least find you handy.
Oh my. Oh my.
That was email number one. Email number two. Oh, thought some of you might like this. Follow up for my first email. An inspiration from my childhood for much of my fantasy and piracy enjoyment came from this wickedly well-drawn book called The Ship's Cat. John mentioned being a Watership Down fan. That is accurate. Same author, Richard Adams, did this one. Illustrations by Alan Aldridge. He's amazingly talented. I'm pretty sure this book's lead has been my 5e character's unintentional inspiration. Oh, the lead, like the lead role. Okay, man. My brain was not processing that word the way it should have been processed. I think some of you will really love the images. All the best, you beautiful humans, John.
Yes, they're cool.
Really good images.
Yes.
Actually, I didn't see the skull one, and it's actually really good.
Yeah, I'm surprised I've never heard of it, because it seems like something I would read.
I only knew about the first email, so I actually had no idea these images were in the...
Yeah, I haven't seen them until now.
Yeah.
No, well, actually, no, I feel like I did see them.
That cat looks like he knows how to buckle a swash. I'll tell you what.
I wonder if it's because we're Americans.
He can buckle my swash.
But yeah, thanks for the emails.
Should we tweet these pictures out? Because they're actually really cool.
I was going to say, you're kind of the mistress of the Twitter for the most part, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I occasionally tweet, but...
I try and tweet, but I'm not on top of it all the time. But I want to, like, obviously with credit, But yeah, no, I like these images, and I want everybody.
I tweet super infrequently, and I sign my name to my tweets.
I'm just super into the skull image.
Yeah, yeah, it's good stuff.
I'll share it. Not right now because that involves me doing stuff.
But yeah, thanks for the email. We always like getting emails. There were no questions for us. Like, say, what would you do if your DM is trying to railroad you out of investigating something?
I'm not trying to railroad you. I just don't know how to obviously make it that she hasn't killed him.
I have no idea what you said for half of that, but
I'm not trying to railroad you. It's just I can't make it. I'm trying to make it as obvious as possible that there's no murder stuff. Like, you're looking for murder stuff. There's no murder stuff. It's a party house now. I don't know how else to make it obvious. I'm trying to go with it. Wait, did I lose you guys?
No.
Okay. my headphones made, like, a weird click sound. Like, I, like, muted you somehow. But, yeah, I have to go. I have to pee again.
All right.
We'll try this again next week. So, good night, cunts.
Buenos nachos.
Bye.
Bye.
The music used in the Dire Weasels podcast is Lad Quig Jig by Lad Quig. It is available under a Creative Commons license. For more information, feel free to email us direweasels@gmail.com.